Hey, Pedal Pixlers, this is Manuel Ortiz, your favorite Chicago and wedding portrait photographer, and you're listening to the Pedal Pixel Photography Podcast with Sharky James. Enjoy.
This episode is sponsored by our friends at FreshBooks. The weather is better, and if you're a freelance photographer or a small business owner, you'd much rather be out in it shooting rather than dealing with paperwork, right? And that's where the cloud-based accounting software from FreshBooks comes in. To sign up for your 30-day free trial, go to freshbooks.com/petapixel and enter petapixel in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you, FreshBooks, for your support. Welcome to the Petapixel Photography Podcast, Episode 80. A new camera and rumors of more on the way. In this episode, Lightroom has a new feature and maybe a speed bump. Maybe. The Pentax K70 is coming. Canon patents a lens which may or may not be for a mirrorless system. A photographer in Singapore is charged. Canon's 24-105 may soon be refreshed with the 5D Mark IV. And a 9-year-old shoots weddings and rocks it. All that and more in episode 80 of the Petapixel Photography Podcast. Thank you so much, Manuel, for opening the show. I greatly appreciate it, brother. Manuel Ortiz is a full-time Chicago police officer, and like many in our audience, enjoys photography and has made a business out of it. According to Manuel, quote, "It was about 3 years ago when I discovered my passion for photography. Passion is something that can only come from within, and it's one of the most important things that I bring to every wedding and photo shoot. What's not to love? I get to photograph and document the happiest day in a person's life." End quote. His photographs are beautiful, he's a great guy, and he puts his life on the line every day he serves the people of Chicago, my hometown. To check out his work, visit him at manuelortizphoto.com. And I'd like to thank you all for joining us here in episode 80 of the Petapixel Photography Podcast. We appreciate you all so much, and thank you all for subscribing, rating, and reviewing us in iTunes or wherever else you listen to us. And as always, we appreciate you telling your friends on social media and elsewhere and helping to get the word out about this show. Okay, with that, I'm your host, Sharky James. Let's hit it. If you're a Pentax user, or if you're just looking to change brands because you enjoy going all rogue like that every once in a while, you might want to have a look at the newly announced Pentax K70. This new camera is designed to take on the outdoors as it's a ruggedly designed DSLR with features that Pentax has previously only included in its higher-end cameras, such as their Pentax K1. This body is more compact and weather-resistant as it's able to withstand dust, water, and temperatures down to the very cold 14 degrees Fahrenheit, also known as minus 10 degrees Celsius. Pentax owner Rico had this to say about the new camera, quote, "The camera's weather-resistant capabilities and compact design make it an ideal photographic companion for hikers, climbers, and snow sports enthusiasts, as well as for nature and landscape photographers," end quote. Under the hood, this new body has a 24.24 megapixel APS-C size CMOS sensor with a prime M2 image processor. Impressively, it has an ISO range of 100, all the way up to the digital snowstorm that is 102,400 and can be extended even further, one stop higher, to the even worse blizzard that is 204,800 ISO. It'll shoot 1080p video, also known as full HD, can shoot 6 frames per second when it comes to stills, and it's said to shoot up to 40 JPEGs, 10 RAW photos, or 8 RAW plus JPEG files before the buffer fills up. So this is not the ideal sports body, but if you're on a budget, you could definitely make it work. Files can be saved as both Pentax PEF as well as Adobe DNG 14-bit RAW files, so that's a good thing. Its new hybrid autofocus combines both phase matching as well as contrast detection AF for faster, more accurate focusing, as well as continuous AF while shooting HD video. Something that's really cool at this price point is that it has in-body shake reduction inside, so the company says it can reduce shake by up to 4.5 stops. That's pretty darn cool. So you don't need any stabilized lens because this body has what you need right there in the camera. If it's ultra high resolution photos that you need, the Pentax K70 uses pixel shift technology, which shoots multiple images, then combines them later to produce a photo with much higher resolution. Another really cool feature in a camera at this price point. Now, thankfully, they've ditched the anti-aliasing filter, so sharpness is maximized in this camera. And for those that worry that this is going to produce a moiré issue, they've got an AA filter simulator to deal with that. But you're probably not going to use that unless you're shooting a lot of screen doors and fabrics with tight repeating patterns. You're just not going to use it. I think that everyone should leave the AA filter out of these cameras because most people want sharpness, and moiré is just not an issue for anyone. This body also has a 3-inch vari-angle LCD screen around back, a 0.95x optical viewfinder with 100% frame coverage, night vision mode, which adds a red overlay to your LCD to help preserve your night vision. That is pretty awesome. And an outdoor view mode that brightens up the LCD so you can see things better in bright sunlight. You know, that is something that I think needs to be improved by all the camera companies, because when you're outside in the bright sunlight, you can't see your LCD screen. You just can't. That's where mirrorless systems are awesome. Put the camera to your eye and you can review the photos right there in the EVF without having to look at your back LCD screen. It's awesome. Other features include built-in Wi-Fi, multiple exposure shooting from 2 to 2,000 frames, and a new interface system. Along with this camera, Pentax has announced its new 55 to 300 millimeter f 4.5 to 6.3 ED PLM WRRE lens. You know what's missing though? A few more letters from the name. I think that would help, don't you? No, I think we already have enough. This telephoto zoom is very compact, is weather resistant, and like the K70 body, they haven't announced when it's going to be available, but we hear that that info is coming soon in July 2016. Now, the K70 will be available in both black as well as silver, and will go for just $650 US. And if you think about everything that's in this camera, $650 is really kind of a bargain. But hey, if they're going to compete with Canon and Nikon and Sony and everybody else, they definitely have to come in strong. And I think that's what they're doing with this camera. So if you're not invested in a camera system just yet, have a look at Pentax. They actually have some pretty darn good gear out there. Next. I give Adobe Photoshop Lightroom a whole lot of guff here on the podcast because you know what? It is so darn slow. But despite that, it's still a pretty good program, and Adobe updates it with some pretty darn cool features that are useful for photographers. Well, in the latest update to Lightroom and Camera Raw, Adobe introduces a new feature called Guided Upright, which does some pretty amazing stuff. You may recall that Adobe had previously included a tool designed to help, quote, straighten images, fix horizons, and reduce or eliminate the keystone effect in buildings, end quote, a feature called Upright. A very useful feature, of course, and a big time saver. But according to Adobe, quote, Upright works well when there are prominent vertical and horizontal lines, but not all images contain prominent lines, limiting the effectiveness of Upright, end quote. So knowing that, Adobe set out to develop a tool which would help users make better use of Upright by guiding it along. Thus, the guided part. With this new tool, you essentially draw up to 4 lines over your photo, which should be vertical and horizontal, and doing so gives it all it needs to know to do some computations and straighten up your image. This is a pretty cool tool, and to get it, all you need to do is update your software to Lightroom CC 2015.6, Lightroom 6.6, or Adobe Camera Raw 9.6. This update also includes support for additional lenses, etc., some bug fixes, and some are claiming a bit of a speed boost. I did a little unscientific poll on Twitter asking my followers if they've seen a speed boost or not, and here's what they've said. 17% said yes, a lot. 41% said yes, but not much. And 42% said nope. Personally, after importing a fresh new set of photos, I noticed what seemed to be a little bit of a speed increase, but I still consider Lightroom to be very, very slow, as you've heard me say many times here on the show. Some are also saying that they're seeing a speed boost on their Sony images versus their Nikon or Canon images, so I don't know. But as for speed in general, Adobe has to do something about this at some point, right? I mean, I don't know if it's going to require a rewrite or what, but with On1, Corel, and Phase 1 wanting a bigger piece of the pie that Adobe has, they've got to do something. Look at how many people have had enough already and have either switched or are looking into their options. How does that not concern Adobe? I mean, it should. It has been out for many years now, and for at least a solid, I don't know, year and a half, we've been talking about how slow Lightroom has gotten, so they got to do something soon. Next. As we always say here on the podcast, Thanks to the amazing technology available to us, sharing our photos is so easy. And so is running your business if you use FreshBooks. Whether you make your money with photography or you have another small business, you'd rather be shooting and editing your photos than dealing with paperwork, right? I know I would. Well, FreshBooks solves this problem by making it incredibly fast and easy. Their amazingly simple cloud-based invoicing solution keeps your cash flow details all in one place so you know exactly who you've invoiced, who's paid, who hasn't, and what your income is. And their FreshBooks mobile app is awesome. It lets you take pics of your receipt and organize them later so you have them all ready to go come tax time. Do yourself a favor and check out FreshBooks. You'll be more prepared, less stressed, and you can get back to enjoying your life and doing what you love most. Amazingly, on average, FreshBooks users get paid a full 2 weeks faster when accepting online payments. They cut 2 days a month of administrative tasks, and they double the revenue in the first 24 months. More time shooting means more time to make money rather than shuffling papers. And right now, FreshBooks is offering a free 30-day trial to our listeners. Just go to freshbooks.com/petapixel and enter petapixel in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much, FreshBooks. If you've been waiting for Canon's 24-105mm f4L lens to be refreshed, your wait may be over. In fact, according to our friends over at Canon Rumors, they're hearing that it'll be announced alongside the Canon 5D Mark IV, which is coming up here pretty soon, and that makes a lot of sense to me. What they're saying is that they've confirmed, their word, that the new 5D Mark IV will come available with a new kit lens, and that piece of glass will be the refresh of the 24-105 f4 IS USM. Now, you may recall that the previous rumors said that the kit lens would not be an L-series lens, but that just didn't make any sense. Not paired with this body. Of course, it would be L-series glass. Now, there's also a rumor that speculates that this lens, quote, will likely be compatible with the power zoom adapter PZE1, end quote. But there isn't confirmation of this, and we may not know until this thing actually drops. That power zoom adapter, by the way, that's a crazy thing, I tell you. You know, I wonder how that darn thing is selling. Everyone I talk to thinks it's a little bit goofy. It's that thing that goes under your lens, latches onto it, and then gives you a rocker switch, a lot like you have on camcorders where you can zoom in, zoom out. Seems like it might be useful, but everyone I talk to thinks it's a bit of a joke. As for the 5D Mark IV, and hopefully this new 24-105 f4L, we should be seeing those here pretty soon. The current version of that lens, by the way, goes for $1,000 US. And if you want to save $100, check out Sigma's 24-105mm f4 art lens. It's awesome. I own it. I love it. Everyone I know who has one loves it as well. I think you'd like that lens. Next. Many people spend years working at their photography, open a wedding photography business, and still don't have the skills of 9-year-old Regina Wiley. In fact, young Regina, daughter of professional photographer Kevin Wiley, is even being requested by brides who hire her dad. That is how good she is. And it's not a gimmick. She's actually an incredibly good photographer. Not just for a 9-year-old, but a photographer of any age. It all started when, at age 3, Regina's dad said that she gave up her toy camera and picked up his Canon G9. With that, she started shooting mountain bike races with dad and did a great job at it. By the time she turned 7, she knew her way around a Canon 7D, but these days, she's all about Fujifilm's X-E1 and X-T1. Wedding photography is about capturing moments. There are no do-overs here. You either get the shot or you don't. Much like photojournalism, right? Well, unless you're Steve McCurry. That's right. I said it. It's okay. He doesn't even consider himself a photojournalist, so it's okay. Regina's dad, Kevin, says that he enjoys shooting with her as his second shooter, and there have been a number of times where she's come away with better shots than he did. One of the times that happened is when they were shooting something other than a wedding, and Kevin tells us at Petapixel, quote, I was asked to shoot a comedian for a local magazine. As we left the building, Regina looked back to see the rain clouds coming in and asked him to lie down and cross his legs. That shot was picked over mine for the magazine yet again. End quote. Now, if you'd like to see what the work of a 9-year-old with some skills looks like, hit the show notes for episode 80 at petapixel.com/podcast, and I think you're really going to be surprised how darn good she is. Next. Back in episode 64 this past April, we told you about rumors that Canon is getting ready to drop a full-frame mirrorless system, which takes its current lenses, and thus solves a problem for those currently invested in Canon's system, but not wanting their EOS M mirrorless offering, which no one really cares about anyhow. Well, now there's a bit of confusion, as according to our friends at Canon Watch, the company has patented a 30mm f2.8 DO lens, which is believed to be specifically for a full-frame mirrorless system, which is not EF mount. So this is a bit of a head-scratcher here. If this is indeed true, and the supposed upcoming more serious Canon mirrorless system isn't EF mount-based, I think the company is shooting themselves in the foot big time. I hear all the darn time that Canon users are very much interested in a Canon mirrorless system, but only, and I underscore that, only if they can use their EF mount glass. For them, no EF equals no interest. Some have even told me that that would be the nail in the coffin for them, and that they would be switching either to Sony or Fujifilm. It's usually one of those two that I hear the most. These are people who are interested in mirrorless technology, and so far they don't have something viable from Canon. And same thing with Nikon as well. These aren't DSLR shooters that I'm talking about that are kind of curious about mirrorless. They want a Canon mirrorless system, but they don't want to have to buy a new set of lenses. They want to use what they have now, and that just makes the most sense. You know, there is a massive market out there for mirrorless. I mean, just ask Sony, right? Unlike the others, they're making huge, huge profits. And that's not conjecture, that's actual fact. Look at the financials. Canon and Nikon are seriously envious over what Sony has done. And it's embarrassing that the big two's mirrorless systems are really lame. Many people don't even know that Canon and Nikon even have a mirrorless system. It's like your mom talking about her brother Bob, and you're like, huh? I have an uncle? Exactly. That's right, Uncle Bob. Pat yourself on the back. Some of you guys got that joke. Everyone else, Google it. Either Canon is coming out with a mirrorless system that takes its EF lenses, or they're refreshing their EOS M line. I just can't see them creating something that's neither of those. Does that make any sense that they would do that? No, it doesn't. Two Canon mirrorless systems and then the EF system for DSLRs? Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. People want a mirrorless EF system or nothing at all. No one cares about EOS M or that would have taken off after all these years. So by the time the big Photokina show happens this September in Germany, we should know what Canon's plan is on the mirrorless front. And if we don't, I think it's going to be pretty darn clear that Canon is not interested in going hard on mirrorless. If they don't do it this year, they're not going to do it. The decisions made by the big two at this point in the shaky camera business are going to determine the future for the both of them. Nikon, for instance, needs a massive win. They just do. As I said earlier this year, 2016 is a pivotal year in this industry. The chatter I'm hearing from friends in the business is that 2016 is the year that's going to determine who the players are going forward. Sands are shifting in the camera business. You know, it's pretty exciting stuff. Talk about dramatic, right? Who's going to reign supreme? Wait, I got that from Iron Chef. Next. You may recall that way back in October of 2015, in episode 16 of this podcast, I told you about a photographer in Singapore who was caught injecting air into fish in order to get them to float on the water and get shots of endangered eagles. Well, according to the Straits Times, 62-year-old Lee Soon Tai, an orthopedic surgeon no less, has been charged with littering. Specifically, throwing dead or dying fish into the water at Bukit Batok Town Park. All this was caught on video back then by Singaporean nature photographer Charlie Gordon, who watched as this whole thing unfolded and ignited the photography world. Back then, for episode 16, I reached out to Nikon ambassador Moose Peterson to get his take on this, and here's what he told me. Quote, "This is not new. Been done for decades. Photographers have been putting bladders in fish in Alaska forever to get the shot. It is also a tool biologists use. For example, during Exxon Valdez, this was used to capture oiled eagles." End quote. Now, as I said back then, Moose isn't saying that he's done this, and he's not condoning it. He's just confirming that this is apparently a thing. Now, in the charges against Tai, It doesn't specifically say that he filled the fish with both air as well as styrofoam before tossing them into the pond. But these things were witnessed by Gordon, who recorded the man's actions that day, August 16, 2015. Now, if found guilty, the photographer could be fined up to 5,000 Singaporean dollars, currently about $3,700 US for each offense. And we should find out the outcome sometime this July 2016. I'd like to thank you all for listening to episode 80 of the Petapixel Photography Podcast. Don't forget to check us out at petapixel.com/podcast for the show notes and to see what else we have for you. If you head on over there, you can leave us a voicemail question to answer here on the show. Or if you don't feel comfortable leaving a voicemail, feel free to email me at lensshark@gmail.com. And if you'd like to connect with me personally, hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, where I'm Lensshark. That's LENSSHARK. And don't forget, if you want to support this show, head on over to freshbooks.com/petapixel and enter Petapixel in the How Did You Hear About Us section. They have a 30-day free trial for you, and I think you should check it out. All right, with that, I'll see you all in episode 81. Well, it's f8 and 250th of a second outside. It's time to shoot.
Please subscribe to the Petapixel Photography Podcast. My daddy is the host.